Our first presenter is Vanessa Short, who is currently a maternal and child health CDC CSTE Applied Epidemiology Fellow at the Pennsylvania Department of Health. Vanessa received her PhD in epidemiology in 2009 from the University of Pittsburgh and her MPH in behavioral and community health sciences in 2005 from the University of Pittsburgh. Vanessa will be talking about the Pennsylvania Influenza Sentinel School Monitoring System.
Good morning, and thank you for coming to one of the last morning sessions of the APHA conference. So I'd first like to say that I don't have any financial relationships to disclose. And the objectives of my talk are to describe and evaluate the 2009-2010 Pennsylvania Influenza Sentinel School Monitoring System. So the emergence of H1N1 in the spring of 2009 had a disproportionate impact on school-aged children. In the U.S., during the first wave of H1N1, from April through July 2009, children and young adults aged 5 to 24 years had the highest rates of confirmed and probable H1N1, as shown on this graph. In Pennsylvania, we saw a similar pattern of disease. This graph shows the number of influenza cases in the state by age group from April through October 2009. School-aged children aged 5 to 19 years accounted for over half of all influenza cases in Pennsylvania in 2009. Because one of the most heavily impacted group was school-aged children, and there has long been recognition that schools may play an important role in infectious disease epidemiology, it is important to closely follow the occurrence of influenza and related indicators in this population. Several studies have shown that sustained excess school absenteeism is an adequate indicator of the presence and extent of influenza illness in the community. And in fact, while it is not possible to directly monitor influenza in all schools, using Sentinel School absenteeism data as a proxy for influenza in the community may be warranted. Recognizing the atypical epidemiology of H1N1 and the importance of early influenza detection, schools were an early focus of monitoring, prevention, and control activities by local, state, and federal public health agencies. In May 2009, the Pennsylvania Department of Health recommended that all schools should monitor and report to public health authorities absenteeism that may be related to influenza. In follow-up to this recommendation, for the 2009-2010 school year, the Pennsylvania Department of Health established a voluntary network of K-12 public schools that reported weekly counts of student absenteeism and visits to the school nurse for influenza-like illness, or ILI, and was supplemental to other statewide influenza surveillance. So I'll next briefly describe the surveillance system. So in September 2009, superintendents of all Pennsylvania public school districts were sent letters and emails inviting them to participate in the Pennsylvania Influenza Sentinel School Monitoring System. Schools interested in becoming Sentinels registered by completing an online enrollment form. And here's a picture of the enrollment form. Participating schools provided school district name, school name, address, and county, and they also provided baseline numbers of students and grades, and identified a primary and secondary contact person to receive weekly emails. And this weekly email was sent out on Monday morning to enrolled schools and contained a link to a secure online survey, which is pictured here. So correspondents reported the number of students absent for any reason from school, and also the number of students seen in school for ILI by either a nurse or another school representative. And no individually identifiable student data were requested. Schools were also able to report any unusual patterns of illness during the previous week, and participants had until 12 p.m. the next day to complete this survey. So after collecting 1 year of surveillance data from schools, we sought to evaluate this monitoring system. Several system attributes were evaluated as recommended by the CDC's guidelines for evaluating public health surveillance systems. For our evaluation, we decided to focus on describing the monitoring system's acceptability, representativeness, simplicity, timeliness, stability, and data quality. We also examined the relationship between community levels of influenza as measured by laboratory reporting and levels of school ILI and absenteeism. So I'll next present some of the results from this evaluation. So during the 2009-2010 school year, 367 schools, or just over 11% of the 3,244 Pennsylvania public schools, were enrolled in the monitoring system. Over half these Sentinel schools were elementary schools, about 19% were middle schools, and 23% were high schools. And these proportions were similar to the proportion of elementary, middle, and high schools in Pennsylvania as a whole. The Sentinel schools, shown as dots on this map, were relatively geographically dispersed across the state. 70% of the 67 Pennsylvania counties and 19% of the 500 Pennsylvania school districts had at least one school enrolled in the monitoring system. Further, all six Pennsylvania public health regions had schools enrolled in the monitoring system, and the schools were fairly well dispersed across these six regions. However, some regions were under or overrepresented, as the percentage of Sentinel schools in each public health region, which is the top number in the yellow box, was not proportional to the percentage of Pennsylvania public schools in each region, which is the lower number in the yellow box. Weekly participation rates were quite high. Participation rates ranged from 56 to 92%, and the average weekly response rate was 80%, as shown in the red line on this graph. The surveillance system was relatively easy to establish and maintain. It took less than 3 weeks to create the enrollment survey, contact and recruit schools, and establish the data collection surveys. An automated email merge system was used to contact correspondents and direct them to the weekly online data surveys. Further, using school absenteeism data was easy to obtain, as it is already recorded at the school level. Still, there were some limitations to the simplicity of the system. Elevated levels of absenteeism and elevated level of ILI was defined by the Department of Health, so it made comparison to other absenteeism surveillance systems difficult. And there are also numerous data cleaning issues to deal with every week. The timeliness of the system was strong. Survey reminders were sent via email, so they were instantly received by schools. Data on the previous week were collected by the following Tuesday at 12 p.m. However, because we requested data on a weekly basis, it may have been burdensome for the schools to collect and enter this data weekly. However, because our response rate was so high week after week, this probably really wasn't an issue. The surveillance system required minimal maintenance and management. In fact, any person in the Department of Health Bureau of Epidemiology with access to the school contact list and survey link could send out the weekly email. And there weren't really any limitations to the stability of the system, unless, of course, the internet stopped working, and that would just be a disaster. The quality of the data, measured by the completeness and validity of the data, was high. There were literally no unknown or blank responses due to the fact that we were able to set controls on the online survey so that participants had to answer all questions. And as I mentioned earlier, school absence records have the advantage that they are already collected at the school level and, in general, are a complete data source. However, since most schools are unable to break down absenteeism by cause, schools reported absenteeism for any reason, and therefore absenteeism is really just a crude approximation of illness. Further, absences due to holidays or breaks were not taken into consideration, and we can't say for sure that schools were using the CDC's definition of ILI, although we did include this information on the survey as a reminder. Even with these limitations in mind, the Sentinel school data correlated fairly well with other statewide influenza surveillance data. This figure shows the relationship between the number of state laboratory-confirmed cases of influenza and the number of schools with elevated levels of absenteeism, or ILI. The green line, which may be difficult to see on this slide, is represents the number of state influenza cases. The purple line represents the number of schools with elevated absenteeism, and the blue line represents the schools with elevated levels of ILI. So the number of laboratory-confirmed influenza cases in Pennsylvania peaked during the week of October 30th, 2009. The peak week of elevated absenteeism coincided with the peak of laboratory-confirmed influenza cases, and the peak week of ILI in schools occurred 1 week prior. However, absenteeism also displayed several peaks throughout the year that did not correspond well with laboratory reporting data. And these relationships are further supported by a correlation analysis. The correlation between absenteeism and laboratory reporting data was non-significant, while trends in ILI correlated well with laboratory reporting data and were significant. So in general, the Pennsylvania Influenza Sentinel School Monitoring System fulfilled its objective by collecting, organizing, and distributing information on an important public health issue. Overall, the surveillance system was relatively easy to establish, and Sentinel schools were generally representative of schools in the state. Strengths of the system included simplicity, low maintenance, timely data collection, and accessibility to participating schools. Schools across the state expressed strong interest, and weekly participation rates were high throughout the entire school year. In fact, the average weekly response rate of 80% indicates that schools were continuing to participate and complete the weekly survey, even after flu largely subsided in the community and media attention surrounding H1N1 had waned. Comparing the epidemic curves indicated a close similarity between influenza activity detected by the school-based surveillance system and the existing state surveillance system. The school-based system closely followed the general rise, peak, and fall of epidemic influenza as measured by the pre-existing state system. However, absenteeism had other peaks which did not correlate well with state data. This is probably due to the fact that most schools were not able to break down absenteeism by cause, and as I had mentioned, schools reported absenteeism for any reason, and therefore it is probably just a crude approximation of illness. Lastly, the high levels of enrollment and participation seen during the 2009-2010 school year may simply reflect the intense interest in influenza in educational settings resulting from H1N1. Similar findings and interest may not extend to a more typical influenza season. I would just like to thank the following for their contributions, especially the participating schools. And I'd like to thank CST for their support. Thank you.
There's time for one question. All right. Yes.
Does the school say if there was any concern with identifying properly that a child has ILI as opposed to being out from any absenteeism? I'm just curious if that was an issue of confidentiality.
They actually didn't, and I didn't mention, we did a end of the school survey with participating schools, and that issue never came up.